You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you this morning?
Morena, I am well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Excited to talk Kai today because it's been a busy old time in Auckland City. The Comedy Fest is on, the Writers' Fest's just finished, it's New Zealand Music Month. It's all happening.
It's all happening.
It is all happening. What have you been checking out recently?
I have been, I feel like I've just been in the city constantly, which I love, except I have been, you know, trialing out a new pair of boots, and so I keep ending up with really gnarly blisters. But the food's been good.
Nice. Yeah, there is something about this time of this month. I'm just like, okay, well, I barely have cooked at home, but I have had a culturally fulfilling time, and I've eaten a lot of nice food, especially in the CBD where I don't normally go out for dinner. Where have you found yourself eating recently, Lucinda?
I have had the most enormous luck of late, which I think is partly because the new Metro under 25 issue just dropped. And so I've been essentially reminded of a whole bunch of places I forgot about and also gone to a few new ones. Not a new one, but new to me is I went to the Kowloon Cafe, which is down the stairs on Lawn Street the other day.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
It is so, so delightful. It's a Hong Kong-style sort of cafe restaurant, and they have what reads to my Western, having not gone to Hong Kong brain, as a really eclectic menu, but I think might be pretty classic for this kind of eatery.
Yeah, right. I think a lot of food from Hong Kong, and again, someone on the text machine can correct us if we are wrong, but I think it is quite an eclectic cuisine because there's a lot of cultural influences that have shaped it over its history as well.
Exactly. And I think even though, you know, we don't love colonial histories, sometimes they do beget really interesting food combinations.
one you know, tiny silver lining to the hecticness of it all is maybe one nice random meal. Is that what you're
saying? Exactly. Yeah. I don't know.
What did you eat?
I might get cancelled for that.
That's all right. We know it comes from a good place. What did you eat there that was particularly good for you?
So I had the most incredible rice rolls that I've ever had. And if you've never had a rice roll, go and order some. Go today. They're like, I don't even know. Someone could describe this so much better than me, but it's like a roll of this beautiful kind of slippery rice, almost pastry. And it's sort of being rolled around whatever filling you've gotten. So I had a barbecue pork one, and it was in a kind of like a sweet soy sauce.
Oh, yum.
So delicious. I'm someone who really loves a little bit of a slimy texture in my food. But I suspect
Stella's going, not for her this morning.
Just that description.
Yeah, I know, slimy really turns some people off, doesn't it? I need a better word for trying to people off.
Slimy's accurate kind of though. I think it's just you either into that texture or you're not. Stella's not. I quite like it.
Crunch hours.
Crunch corner over here for Stella. Slime for Lucinda.
Well, they have really beautiful, I haven't tried them yet, but they have some really exciting looking toast options.
Ooh.
And I've heard that their sort of take on French toast is really good. So I'm definitely keen to go back for more of a brunch at Kowloon Cafe.
So Kowloon Cafe, that's down the stairs on Lawn Street. Where else have you been eating in your central city adventures of late?
So I've been quite a few times, but I've branched out on the menu lately to Hanoi Eatery, which is the Vietnamese in the Queen's Court across from Aotea Square.
Can I just say, first of all, congratulations on branching out from what you normally eat, because I'm so bad at just being like, that one thing was yum and I'm always going to order that when I go back, especially
I know. I love, like, their banh mi is really good. It is enormous. I feel like their banh mi is like a foot long.
Wow.
So if you're hungry, great place to get a really filling lunch for, I think they're about maybe $16.
That is a bargain.
And hot tip that there's, when they bring it to you, there's also, if you go back up to the counter, there's like a whole bunch of fun little condiments, like sort of sliced vinegary garlic and Ooh. Different chili sauces.
Yum. Where's and this again?
Pinches of lemon. this is Hanoi Eatery, which is in the Queen's Court. Got and you. There's a lot of good stuff in the Queen's Court, but I love Vietnamese, so I do always kind of end up back at Hanoi.
And so did you get the banh mi this time, or is that what you were branching out from? What were you
ordering? That's what I was branching out from. Mm. So I got, and I cannot for the life of me remember or find what it was actually called, but I remember it was C8 on the menu.
Okay, great. Make a note of that, everybody.
And it was, so it's one of the rice dishes, and it came with, it just really appealed to me. It came with bun cha, which is like the Vietnamese pork meatballs, which are always, they're kind of like a smashed shape. They've kind of flattened them.
Yum.
And then it also came with tofu that had been sort of cooked in this beautiful tomato sauce. And then rice, and also a bowl of really beautiful, fragrant broth with kind of little bits of sliced onion in it. And it was just like the most Moorish, nourishing meal on a chilly night in between a writer's festival gig and a comedy festival gig.
Yum. Oh, look at you living you're living the central Auckland dream right there.
I know.
Swan and Brown CBD from event to event.
I will say, I did calculate the cost of this night afterwards, and I was
Never do that. Never, ever do that.
Leave the joy intact.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, those are two very good recommendations. I would like to know from the listeners what else is good to eat around that downtown area that people may or may not know about or may have forgotten about as well. 5395. Any last recommendations to leave us with this morning, Lucinda?
One last one. If you, they're not open in the evenings, but if you are around the kind of art gallery part of town, I have become completely addicted, and it's like I can't afford this addiction as much as I'm doing it at the moment, but the prawn burger at Swings.
Oh, yum.
I love Swings so very much.
It is so good. I mean, everything there is great, but that prawn burger is one of the best things that I think you can eat in the city right now.
Okay, hot tip. That's a good, like, nice lunch if you're out and about. Get yourself a prawn burger.
If you're a real veggie as well, not just a fish veggie, not that I'm either of those, the vegetarian, their tofu burger is extremely good as well.
Yum. Hot tips. Thank you very much. Remind us quickly what we've talked about. Swings for their burgers. Where were we chatting prior to that?
Hanoi Eatery in Queen's Court and Kowloon Cafe down the stairs on Lawn Street.
Fantastic. Three strong recommendations. Thank you, Lucinda. We will talk to you next week. Take it easy.
You're so welcome. Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.